and return to the beginning of the daf, and that is the machloikis tanoim, which feels like more of a drush, a divrei agada de machloikis, and that is, it says in the pasuk shofich dama adam ba adam dama yishofich ki betzalem elikim ases adam, and then it says va'atem pruvu, and the gemara said the tanoim all darshin asmichos between the psukim. Rabbi Eliezer said kol misha ino oisip peperiv rivias kidu shofich damim. Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Lozman Azari said it's kilu memayit tadmos. Ben Azai said it's kilu shoyfich damim umemayit tadmos. Amr loy the Ben Azai. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim told Ben Azai, you know, there's a yesh no doyresh v'no mekayim. There's a no mekayim ve'ena no doyresh. Va'ati, you know what you are? You're a no doyresh ve'ena no mekayim. You gave such a great set of Russia. You hold someone that's not oisev epir v'rivio, it's kilu shoyfich damim and it's kilu memayit tadmos, and yet you're not a no mekayim. Because Ben Azai famously never got married. Omelem Ben Azai. So Ben Azai told him, I hear, Aber Uma Ese, what should I do? Shenavshi Choshke B'Torah. I have such a cheshik to learn Torah. Efshel O'ilam Sheyizkai Ma'idei Acherim. The world can go on with other people. It doesn't need me. What should I do? So first things first. The Gemara says that Ben Azai never got married. Tosfos is mitzayin two Gemaras. A Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Gimel and a Gemara in Tzoyta Daf Dalet. So first the Gemara in Tzoyta Daf Dalet. The Gemara over there is discussing what the Shir Bia is. It's negeya the laws of Kinui and Stira, because Stira, as it relates to the laws of Tzoyta, would require the Eishes Ish to be together with a man in a closed room long enough for there to have been a Maisa Bia. So the question was, what is the Zman Shir of Bia? And the Gemara says different Tanoim said different Shiurim. And one of the Tanoim that mentioned the Shir was Ben Azai. Freak the Gemara, Ben Azai? How did Ben Azai say a Shir Bia? Ben Azai never got married. And the Gemara says three terutzim. Iba Yisayim, one terutz, the Gemara says, is Nasev Upiresh. No, he did get married. He got married, then he was Pirish Me'ishtai, and he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Puruvu. But he was married at some point, and that's how he knew the Shir Bia. The Iba Yisneima, some said, Me'rab Yishmielei, and Chanami, he taka didn't know, but he had a Messiah, Gehared from the Rebbe. The Iba Yisneima, Soid Hashem Li'ireyev, Hachochma Techaye Baleo, Soid Hashem Li'ireyev, Hachfochba, Vachfochba, the Kuluba, the Chsam Soifer, and Arachayim Simirei Shches, and his Tshuva. Right, there's a concept of Soid Hashem Li'ireyev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala things to Tzadikim. That's the idea of Ruach HaKodesh, like the Ramchal says, and that's this Inyan, and that's how Ben Azai knew. But either way, so the Gemara has three different suggestions how Ben Azai couldn't know. But the first pshat that the Gemara says is, Iba Yisneima Nosiv Upiresh. Ben Azai was married. However, after he got married, he was Pirish Meyishtai. So when did Ben Azai get married? And who did he marry? So the rest of the story is the other Gemara. It's a Gemara Ksubas Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says, after it tells the story of Rabbi Akiva and his wife Rachel, where he went to learn for 12 years, and then he came back, and he overheard his wife having a conversation, he went back for another 12 years, and Tzvelef is Nishvir, and Tzvansik. So the Gemara says that what happened to Rabbi Akiva's wife happened to Rabbi Akiva's daughter as well. The Gemara says, Barte de Rabbi Akiva of the Leila ben Azai Hachi. Barte de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's daughter did the same exact thing to Ben Azai. Meaning she married Ben Azai. And then she told Ben Azai, you know, why don't you go learn? My father did it. Why don't you go learn? Go learn for 24 years. Come back with 24,000 Talmidim. But either way, she said, go learn. And the Gemara says he went. And that's the Nosav Upiresh. Zok the Gemara, V'hainu Damar Inchi, this is what people mean when they say, Rechila Basa, Rechila Asla, that one sheep follows another sheep. Ku'uvde ima kach uvde barta. That the daughter follows the mother, and she saw her mother be such a tzadekis together with Rabbi Akiva, her husband. So the Tachta did the same thing with Ben Azai. So the rest of the story is Ben Azai was Rabbi Akiva's Eidim, and he got married. And apparently there was even a bia, there was a haschalta of a marriage, and that's pshat in the Gemara, Soita Daftal and Amid Beis, that that's how Ben Azai was able to tell you what the Shir Bia was, what the Shir Stira was. However, Ben Azai's wife, who was Rabbi Akiva's daughter, did exactly what her own mother had done. Rechila bas basa, rechila azla, kovde ima, kachovde barta. Either way, that's the earth Ben Azai. But Lemaisa, Ben Azai himself never got married. And even though getting married is the first mitzvah in the Torah, and even the Ben Azai himself, with darshan about the chomer of the mitzvah of Puruvu, Abba Era Lein was a not Dorish, but he was not a not Mekayim. And the Chachamim called him out on it, and they said, what's the pshat? And he told him, Ma Esa, what should I do? Shenafshi choshke b'Torah, efshe l'olam, sheyizkayim al yedei acher. And Kamet Kulmasin when Nishtabru. There were many pens that broke over the years, trying to explain what exactly Ben Azai's tshuva was. Ma esa shenafshi choshke b'Torah? Avada, he has a geschmack in learning. But at the same time, Torah and Libra Torah is not the only mitzvah in the Torah. A person has other mitzvahs. Could a person say, Ma esesh and ashti chashk b'Torah, doesn't want to put on tefillin? We know that even though there's a sugya of Isaac b'mitzvah, patim and a mitzvah, but there's one mitzvah where you don't say Isaac b'mitzvah, patim and a mitzvah. We had related raid bites on this as well, and that's by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you don't even say Isaac b'mitzvah, patim and a mitzvah. In da plitzling mitamol, kump ben azai, and he says, Ma esesh and ashti chashk b'Torah, and then he even added another knitch. As if to say that what's the whole tachlis of Peruvu? It's for the world to be populated. So again, what exactly Ben Azai means is very, very sasim. But just one ha'ara, one dover mesuyin, one klarazach, and that is Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilvyoni Ashas, right here in our Gemara, he clears a chakira. He says, what's the pshat at the end of the day in the Ptur and the heter of Ben Azai not to get married? And by the way, we should have mentioned this. The halacha of Ben Azai is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Eben Ezer, it's in Siman Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says that if someone has a cheshek in learning like Ben Azai, he's potter from getting married. Misha chavshka nafshe b'toyre ki Ben Azai tamid. V'nidbak ba kol yoma v'loy nasa isha ein b'yadoy avoin v'hushla yehe yitzre miskabri olav. If he's struggling with the Yitzhar on a regular basis, then obviously this is not okay. But someone that's not chavshka nafshe b'toyre ki Ben Azai, he's someone that's okay. Which you see, by the way, from that the Madrega Ben Azai is halacha l'maisa, meaning it's something that's shayach, because we know the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring any hilchas l'mashicha. So everything that the Shulchan Aruch brings is something that is shayach for a person to be able to observe. So if the Shulchan Aruch brought it, so you say meris is something for a person that a person is able to be mekai. So again, Rabbi Yosef Engel klar d'chakiru, he says at the end of the day, what's the yisoid of Ben Azai? Is pshat in Ben Azai that is a ptur of piri v'rivya if someone's chashke b'tayra? Now what the gather of that ptur is, we'll leave that for another day. We'll leave that for the London. But at the end of the day, the state in Ben Azai's Ma'es HaShanafshi Chashke B'Torah is that even though there's a mitzvah Puruvu, and even though Ben Azai is being mevatel the mitzvah Puruvu, but it's okay. Nafshi Chashke B'Torah, and it's okay for him to be mevatel the mitzvah Puruvu. Oye Shloima, said Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe a little bit differently. Maybe La'olam, if Ben Azai would be mevatel the mitzvah Puruvu Lagamri, it really wouldn't be okay. But it could be Ben Azai was not being mevatel the mitzvah of Puruvu Lagamri. And he said pshat based on the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, where the Gemara says that if you have two people that are sitting together and it comes time for benching and they don't have a mezumen, so the halach is if someone says a chiddush, someone says a shtikl Torah, the chiddush counts as a third person, and you're able to have a birchas hazimah. It's a mefurish gemara in Masechtas Brachos. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you see from here that the chedushei Torah of a person are a living thing. It's an organism. Azoy vait, that in order to bench b'mezumen, you have to have three people. If you're going to have two people and a chiddush, the chiddush itself is going to work. So that means if someone's mechadish Torah, his chiddushim are told they say him. So he said, yesh loymar, if Ben Azai was being mevatel the mitzvah of Puruvu Lagamri, it wouldn't have been okay. But Ben Azai was not being mevatel the mitzvah of Puruvu Lagamri. And the reason is because he was saying chiddushei Torah. And the chiddushei Torah is mal all of akosav kilu yaldai. So if that's the case, said Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that's the pshat. In other words, is the pshat that Ben Azai's taka being mevatel the mitzvah of Puruvu Lagamri? Afal pikin, he has a ptur ma esesh anafshi yichosh. Or la'olam, he's not being mevatel the mitzvah peruvu lagamri, and that's why Ben Azai's halacha is okay. It's because at the end of the day, even though it's true he's not being mekayim the mitzvah peruvu in the conventional way, but he is being mekayim the mitzvah peruvu through the chedushei Torah that he's being mechadish. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, what would be the nafkamina? See, he said a beautiful nafkamina. He said the nafkamina would be what happens if a yevama would fall a yibum to Ben Azai. What would be if Ben Azai had a brother? His brother died, he left over no children. And now the Yevama falls Liyibun to Ben Azai. Can Ben Azai say, Ma Esa, Shanafshi Choshke B'Tayr? This is classic Rabbi Yosef Engel. What should I do? Nafshi Choshke B'Tayr? I don't want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum or not. He said, if Ma Esa, Shanafshi Choshke B'Tayr is a Ptur, it's a Ptur Ba'alma. No, so it's Mistabri. That's just like it's a Ptur in the Mitzvah of Puruvu, it's a Ptur in the Mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum is a Puruvu Digesart Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah of marriage. And if he's potter from getting married, so it's Mistabri that he's potter from the Mitzvah of Yibum also. But if really Ben Azai doesn't have a Ptur of Ma'asa Shanafshki Chashki B'Tayra, the reason it works is because Ben Azai was being Mekayim the Mitzvah. How was he being Mekayim the Mitzvah? Through his Chedushei Torah. So he said, if that's the case, it's Pashat that wouldn't work for Yibum. Why? Because Ben Azai's Chedushei Torah are Ben Azai's. nice kids. But the mitzvah of Yibum is not for you to marry the Yavam and have children for yourself. It's lahakim shem la'achiv. It's all about having children for your brother. And your shtickle Torah is not helping your brother. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, if my esesh shenavki chashki b'Torah is a p'tur in the mitzvah. So if that's the case, just like it's a p'tur in Puravu, it's mistabra, it's a p'tur in the mitzvah of Yavam Yavayalel. However, if it's not a p'tur in the mitzvah, but rather what it is a you're being mekayim the mitzvah, and the way you're being mekayim the mitzvah is through your chedushei Torah. So if that's the case, that would help you for Puravu. So sure, the person wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu in the traditional way. Instead, he's being mekayim the mitzvah through some other way. Abba lamais erhat kinder nish physische kinder hot shtiklach Torah dige kinder. But at the end of the day, it's kinder nonetheless. But for Yibam, that's not going to help because Yibam, you need a shtaltzu kids to your brother. Your shtiklach Torah is not going to help your brother. And as a result, said Rabbi Yosef Engel, that would be the nafkamina. Half of a fella. That was what he said. I saw in one of the drushes from the Noida B'Yehuda, it's actually Miben HaMechaber. It's not the Noida B'Yehuda's drush. It's in the Havasian in the drushes of the Noida B'Yehuda. But it's actually from Rav Shmuel Landau. He said a drusha when he finished printing Noida B'Yehuda Madura Tinyana. So we've mentioned so many times that there are two Maduras in Noida B'Yehuda. The first Madura was printed during the lifetime of the Noida B'Yehuda. He himself printed it. The second Madura was printed years after the Noida B'Yehuda had passed away. It was printed by his son, Rav Shmuel Landau. He incorporated many of his own tshuvas there. And he gave a drusha after he completed printing the second Chelek Noida B'Yehuda. And he said, the reason he's giving a drasha is because when my father finished printing the first drasha, he gave a first Madura, he gave a drasha. So as a result, I'm following in his footsteps, and I'm going to do the same thing. So he said over as follows. He said, Chazal say, Eile toldois Aharon u'Moshe. And we learn from there, Kom l'melamid ben chaveri Torah ma'alol v'akosav kilu yod. He said, Rav Shmuel Landau, that the Tatot gezogt, that being that you see Chazal say, that Kom l'melamid ben chaveri Torah is ma'alol v'akosav kilu yod, it's poshit, that that's what Ben Azai meant when Ben Azai said, Uma esa shenafshki choshki b'Torah. Because Ben Azai was saying that I'm not stam being mevatel the mitzvah. I'm learning Torah. And because I'm learning Torah, I'm teaching Talmidim. And Kol HaMelamed is Ben Chaveri Torah is Ma Lo Levakos of Kilu Yodoy. So it was through that he was able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu. It was because of the Ma Lo Levakos of Kilu Yodoy. So said Reb Shmuel Landau, when he made a siyum on Madur Tinyot and Noid B'Yud, he said, this is what the Tata said. And then he said, his father went weiter, and his father said that the emes is, a person has a family, a person has Talmidim, Lamaisid has a gvul. There's a gvul because Talmidim won't be alive forever, and as a result, even though it's ma'al olav akos of kilu yodoy, but there is some sort of share. He said the only time a person's harbatzas ha-Torah, his malame Torah, could be without a gvul is if he writes a sefer. If a person writes a sefer, because the sefer can go on l'netzach netzachim, right, 200 plus years later, we're still haraving in Noida B'Yehudas, and it's something that has a hemshach. So said Rav Shmuel Landau that the Noida B'Yehuda teich that the pasuk says zeh sefer tol. So he said, Al Derech Drush. He said, when a person writes a sefer, that's the real Toldos Adam. Because that's something that's not only going to be Toldos, but it's something that's going to have a hemshach. It's something that if people learn, other people svarim. So there's literally a hemshach l'dayri dayr. So Yehuda has Talmidim and Unzer Adar. How does he have Talmidim and Unzer Adar? Through his svarim. We're all his Talmidim. So he said, that's the type Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. But he said that the Noida B'Yehuda said that that was Pshanim Ben Azai. Pshanim Ben Azai wasn't Stam. It was all bitzir of the fact that Kol HaMelamed is Ben Chaveri Torah, Ma'alol Bakos of Kili Yod. Reyes of Engel was coming from the Gemara in Brachas, that if someone says a Chiddush, the Chiddush is his Toldos. The Noida B'Yehuda was coming from the better known Gemara, Kol HaMelamed is Ben Chaveri Torah, Ma'alol Bakos of Kili Yod. But Atzad HaShova Shebehen is the Ben Azai wasn't stamped frivolously being Mevatel the Mitzvah. He wasn't stamped saying, Vazal Uchton, Ma Esa Shenafshki Choshki B'Torah. But rather what Ben Azai was saying was, is that Lamaisa through my Nafshi Choshki B'Torah, I'm on some level being mekayim a mitzvah puruvu, albeit a malo olav akos of kilu yodoy. And no, if it's a malo olav akos of kilu yodoy, that in and of itself, that would be enough. L'may nafkamina, this Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Engel's nafkamina. Could be it wouldn't work for a case of Yibam. We're learning Yavamas now. But it could be it wouldn't work for a case of Yibam. But I was thinking, one I suffer. But as I said, that if someone is not oisei peperi v'rivya, it's ki'ilu shoyfech damin, right, as if he did two things. It's as if he was shoyfech damim, and it's as also as if he was memayit atmos. They told Ben Azai, yesh no derush v'no mekayim. Right, they gave him the whole shtickle Torah, and he countered. He said, ma esa shenafshki choshki b'Torah. It bothered me, pashim shan on the Gemara, that why is it that they only asked Ben Azai pshat in Ben Azai, when Ben Azai came and he was maflik in the Indian of Piri Virivya. Right, he said, call me, you know, it's Piri Virivya, it's Kilo Shavich Don. He said, Rablaz Ben Azai, it's Kilo Maid Bidmos. Ben Azai said, it's as if you did both. Oh, they told Ben Azai, really, you hold both? How come you don't have children? So he said, no, ma esa shenafki choshki betoy rev shaloyim shizkai ma deyacher. And had Ben Azai not held that, they wouldn't have asked Ben Azai anything? At the end of the day, it's still a mitzvah. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah rabbi, leisobaro, leshevis yitzara. Kitzal sefer Torah to be mekayim the mitzvah. So why is it only because Ben Azai said that kol misheinu oisik, it's ki'ilu shoifech domim, u ki'ilu memayit admos, that that's what they told him? So I don't know the answer. Chayes shpash b'shan in the Gemara. Oh, but in the Gemara, they're asking Ben Azai, that Ben Azai, I understand. If you hold ki'ilu shoifech domim, and you hold ki'ilu memayit admos, you're not a no Dorish Umakayim. Al Zed Yeshloim Agavaldig. You know, Ben Azai told him, it's true, I'm a Ki'ilu Shoifech Domim. And I'm a Ki'ilu Memayit Admos. In the world of Ki'ilu, it's very, very Chomer. But I can counter that Ki'ilu with an under Ki'ilu. It's Ki'ilu Yaldai, and it's Ki'ilu Yaldai through my Chedushay Torah. The Ki'ilu Zicha should counter the Ki'ilu. And if that's, we say Chedushay Torah, that the whole Yisoid of Ben Azai, how he was able to mevatel the mitzvah, that's based on the Ki'ilu. Does that grace a chiddush that the Ki'ilu can be mevatel the mitzvah? But in the Gemara itself, Ben Azai is not saying Ki'ilu to explain why he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, because that was never the question. The question was, Ben Azai, I understand Ki'ilu shoyvich damim, Ki'ilu b'mayit admos. You know, Ben Azai told him, it's true. But my Ki'ilu knocks out your Ki'ilu. We're even. And like this, we can go on doing what we do. But the point is that being that the kasha was a ke'ilu to get kasha, I think the counter the ke'ilu came if I end from it a ke'ilu. Stam ha'arba'alma.